So today we're doing Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we are holding three lines in. So now that we're talking about the shells of these peros on the Arla bush or tree, why don't we assume that anyway there is Shomer Lepri? Shomer Lepri is that which protects the fruit. Rachmana Amar, Varalat Amalaso S Pirio. And anytime the word S appears, you might be able to darshan it, such as S Hatafa Lepirio. S Pirio means not just the fruit. The din of Arla is not just for the fruit, it's even that which is tafel to the fruit. Umayniu, and what is tafel to the fruit? Shomer Lepri, the shell is what's tafel to the fruit. So we were working with the assumption up until this point that if you hold that we were working with the assumption until this point that even if there's Arla on this caper bush or whatever thing we were talking about, it's only the berries, but not the shells. The shells would not be subject to Arla because it's not a pre. If it's not a pre, it's not subject to Arla. Ask the Gemara, still subject to Arla. Because even if it's a Shomer Lepri, it's subject to Arla. Right? That's the kasha. So the Gemara is going to give several answers. How many? I guess we'll see. I think three answers. Answer number one, Amar Rava. You know what a Shomer Lepri is? A Shomer Lepri is that which protects the fruit both when it's in the ground and when you've detached it from the ground. Apparently with this particular fruit, the Shomer, the shell, only protects it while it's in the ground, not once it's been detached from the ground. So Abaye asks the following question. Pitma shall rimon mitstarefes va neit shalo ein mitstaref. The pitum of a rimon, of a pomegranate, is mitstaref. What does it mean it's mitstaref? The halacha is that in order for food to either become tameh or certainly to transmit tumah to anything else, the food, you need food in the quantity, in the volume rather, I should say, of a kibetza. If it's smaller than that, it can't become tameh, maybe, certainly cannot transmit tumah. Does the pitum of the rimon count when you're measuring the size of a kibetza? So pitma shel rimon, Abaye says, mitstarefes. Vahaneitz shelo, but the sproutings of the rimon, ein mitstaref. Does not combine. Mitkamer haneitz shelo ein mitstaref, alma delav ochelu. So apparently if it doesn't combine to the shear of what's called an ochel, apparently it's not called the food. Vitana gabe arla, klipe rimon vahaneitz shelo. Klipe agozim vagarinin, chayavin barla. And yet there's still chayiv in Arla. So what's going on? If it's not a fruit, it shouldn't be chayiv in Arla. Because the Torah, so why is it chayiv in Arla? Because the Torah includes it with es pirio, that which is tafel to the pri. And this neitz is not a shomer when it's talush, when it's detached, because it falls off as soon as it dries up. So it is not really a shomer lepri. So that's why first answer is rejected, apparently, right? Because these shells would not be considered a shomer lepri, since they are not still protecting the pri when they are detached. Second answer, Ella Amarava. Something is only considered a Shomer Lepri when it grows in right near the time when the pre is fully developed. But this doesn't happen by the caper berries. Amy, is that really so? Vamrav Nachman Amra Baravua, Hani Maschli, the Orla Asiri, peels of Orla are usher hol v'nasu shomer leperi, because they are a shomer to the pri. The peels protect the fruit. So v'shomer leperi emas have bekufra. When does shomer lepri happen? When it's bekufra, when it's tiny before it ripens. V'kakari le shomer leperi, and still we're calling it a shomer lepri, even though it didn't just grow in at the time of the ripening. This is way before it ripens. This is when it's still very tiny, and yet you still see it's called the shomer lepri. Rav Nachman sov lak Rabbi Yossi. Now Rav Nachman must hold like Rabbi Yossi. Meaning when Rav Nachman says that something could be a Shomer Lepri, even at a very early stage, he's aligning himself with Rabbi Yossi, which is not universally accepted. Ditnan, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Smadar, a Smadar. What is a Smadar? It's a name, beautiful name, right? What else is it, in addition to being a name? Who is it? Rabbi Rosenzweig's wife. Smadar, right? But smadar is a tiny little grape before it's ripened. Asr mibnei shu pri. A smadar is asr when it's arla because it is a pri. Upligi rabbanan le. The rabbanan disagree. So you see, that's why if you hold like Rabbi Yossi that a smadar is already a pri, then a shell that grows around a very tiny pri is already called a shell because it's already called a shomer le pri. But if you don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, you think a tiny little fruit is not a pri, then the shell around it is not a shomer le pri. Maskar simi minarda ubishari lani mi pligi rabbanan le. But by other trees, non-grapes, do the Rabbanan really disagree with Rabbi Yossi? Doesn't everyone agree that at a very tiny stage of development, it's already a fruit by other trees? At what point do you not cut down trees during the Shemitah year? The Torah says that you're allowed to eat produce of Shemitah, but you're not allowed to destroy produce of Shemitah. So Beshami Amrim Kali Ilanos Mishiotziyim, that all Ilanos, when they once there are fruits, don't cut it down because you can't destroy Shemitah produce. Beisul Amrim Hacharuvin Mishiyisharshuru Hagafani Mishiyugruu Vazesim Mishiyanitzu Visharkel Ilanos Mishiotziyim. That it depends on the type of tree, different stages of the development of when the fruits come out, of when they when you could see that they by Charuvin they have to look like there are chains going around the tree. By Gefanim, it's only when the grapes get a little bit big, like a garua. I'm not sure what that is. So different stages. But most trees, it's Mishiyotziyu. It's when fruits actually come out. Va'amra va'asi, hu boser, hu garua, hu pulalavan. That boser, garua, and pulalavan are all the same thing, meaning those are all like inferior, unripened produce. So pull 11 salgadai, pull 11 is a bean. How can you say it's the same thing as a small grape? It doesn't mean the same thing. Ele'ema shi'uro ki pull 11. No, what we mean is an unripened grape is this that we call a bosar is when the grape is the size of a white bean. Man shamle damar bosar in smadar lo. Who's the one that says that a bosar is a fruit but smadar is not? Rabbana. It's Rabbana. And yet still, what do they say, Vikatani? And apparently every other tree still from the moment that the pre comes out it's already considered a pre. So that's why answer number two doesn't work. So let's again backtrack. Let's keep in mind what we're doing over here. The Gemara raised the question why the husk is of the or the shell of the fruit is not chayiv and arla. After all, isn't it a shomer lepri? And a shomer lepri is also arla. So far we had two answers. Answer number one was that a shomer lepri is only considered part of the pri if it's there both when it's mechubar and when it's tolish, both when it's attached to the ground and when it's detached to the ground. Answer number two, that a shomer lepri is only if it's there when it ripens, not if it grows in earlier when the pri is very, very tiny. But the Gemara just rejected that answer because we see that that's only true by grapes. By all other peiros, it doesn't make a difference. It's a shomer lepri all the way, regardless of when it grows in. So says the Gemara, Ella Amma Rava, answer number three. Hecha Amrin and Davi, shomer lepri. Hecha de kisha kalta le shomer mayas pira. You know what a real shomer lepri is? You know, if I had a bodyguard standing next to me right now, is he protecting me? Or is the fact that I'm in a yeshiva and there's no one dangerous here right now what's really protecting me? A shomer lepri is something that if it weren't there, the pri would die. You need that shomer lepri. That's what makes it a shomer. If it's actually protecting the pri. The reason by the caper bush is not considered a shomer lepri is because if you were to take it away, the pri is still fine. And the Gemara says, I'll give you an example. You take away the nates from a rimon, the rimon dies. You take away the perach, the flowery part of a bitisa, which I don't know what it is, and the bitisa survives. So not every shomer lepri is really halachically considered a shomer lepri. So that's the main point. Main point number one is three answers as to why the husk is not chayev in orla, even though it seems to be a shomer lepri. So answer number one is that it's only a shomer lepri if it stays on after you detach it from the ground. Answer number two is it's only shomer l'pri if it grows in as the fruit ripens. And answer number three, it's only shomer l'pri if the fruit would die without it. So we skip the parentheses. Yeah, we'll skip the parentheses. Marshall takes it out because it's from the Bahag. It's not from the Gemara. A lot of times you have in Shas where there are sections that were stuck in later on from the times of the Gaonim, Rabban Savarai, that their entire side we've shown and pointed out sometimes. Rabban says at the beginning of Gittin, I think, where he says, yeah, this whole Lamed is really from a later time in history. There's a whole discussion. Tosas in the beginning of Ksuvah discusses the Gemara quotes Rav Achai. So Rav Achai, who's the famous Rav Achai? Rav Achai Gon. And Sefer, the whole Sefer, the Shiltas Rav Achai Gon. So Tosas discusses, is that the Rav Achai Gon? How do you make it into the Gemara? So it's a discussion whether that's the same person.
What were the three again?
The three were, number one, Shomer L'pri is only if it's both b'mechubar and b'talish, right? It stays there even after you detach it. Shomer L'pri, second one was that a Shomer L'pri is when it's there at the Shas Gemar Pri, when the Pri ripens. And third one was a Shomer L'pri is only if it's going to actually, if the fruit would actually die without it. So, past the parentheses now. Pilpili, peppercorns. Rav Shesh Samar Shahakol. Proper bracha is Shahakol. Rav Amar, lo klum. Proper bracha is nothing. Vaz Rav L'tamei. This is Rav L'shitasa. Dama Rav, kas pilpul b'yom et kipuri pater. Rav holds you could chew on the stuff on Yom Kippur. Obviously, because he holds, it's not food. That's what I've always pointed out. People ask me if you're allowed to have Listerine strips on a fast day. Right? So that is a major machlokas of contemporary poskim. Gaon Rav Asher Weiss says absolutely not. Gaon Rav Herschel Schachter says absolutely yes. But it's a similar machlokas. That same machlokas, do you have to say a bracha on Listerine strips? If you hold that, you're not allowed to have it on fast days because you hold it's a food. And therefore, you should probably say a bracha on it. Third nafkamina, does it have to be kosher? So for some reason, people assume that you don't have to say bracha. They assume it does have to be kosher. And you don't have to, I mean, people are not often consistent in their shita about this. Yeah. What do you mean? Is it the same issue? You could argue that there's a difference between a Listerine strip and gum.
Some people say you don't have to say bracha on gum, so
so that's the same issue. Does gum need to be kosher? Right? Rabbi Abadi has his famous shita that gum doesn't need to be kosher, but most of the world doesn't accept that.
Well,
what?
So
you
can chew on a
fast
day, well,
right, Lachora, right? Lachora, according to Rabbi Abadi, you should be able to. I guess you'd have to ask Rabbi Abadi. What does Rabbi Abadi do about all the trefa flavors? He holds that there's no such thing as a trefa flavor. I don't know. He has some very unusual shitas in kashas. You don't have to convince me. Okay. Kas is an agvila biyom et kippur. If one chews on ginger on Yom Kippur, pater, it's pater. Meisve hayir ameir amr mimashv shneim avratim alasos piryo eni odeh sheitz machalu. If it tells me that arla is for the fruits, don't I realize obviously it's a fruit tree? It's a tree that's producing food. Elamatam lomer eitz machal. Why does it have to mention the words eitz machal? Lahavi eitz shetam eitzo piryo shada. To tell us that this is even true, that there's a din of arla even on a tree where the wood and the fruit taste the same. Ve'izahu ze'apilpulin. That's a peppercorn. Lamdcha she'apilpulin chayav ba'arla. Tells us that it's chayav in arla, but it also teaches us something else. Lamdcha she'ein eretz yisrael chaseira klum. Shenemar eretz ha'shel maskinos tocho balechem lo sechzar kolba. Eretz yisrael is missing nothing. It even has trees where the fruit and the tree taste the same.
Doesn't Mar say elsewhere that only an esrog
The Gemara definitely says it about an Esrog. Does it say that it's the only one? I don't know.
That was the only thing. That's why people say that the Esrog
was the Eitz Hadas. Right. So, well, what's the Gemara asking over here? We had said that Rava holds that you're allowed to chew peppercorn on Yom Kippur and you don't say a bracha on it. But now we're saying that it's like the ultimate Eitz Machal. It's the ideal tree of that produces food. So lo kasha, haber itzivasa habiyaveshta. It depends if it's moist or dry. It's a question about cinnamon sticks. The post can talk about, can you chew on cinnamon sticks on Yom Kippur? So is it just Eitz Bialma? So if it's a dry piece of wood, even though it may give us some flavor. Amalei Rabbanan the Mareimar. Kas znagvila biyom tikpuri pater. If you chew on ginger on Yom Kippur, you're pater. Vamrava ha hamlasa hayamlasa da asim be handui sharia umvarkon le bar pri adama. What is this? Hamlasa, something that comes from handui, that that it's not an issue of bishul akum, and it's not a problem of being not kosher, and you would say a bracha bar pri adama on it, whatever this item is. So it says, oh, I guess it must be ginger. It says, lo kasha. Harbor tivasa habia vashta. It depends whether it's moist or dry, whether you consider it a food. Chavitz kedera, the chain daisa. Chavitz kedera, says Rashi, min ma'achal kafui, kimo, chalav shechavtu bekeva kachos ma'achal kafui bekedera. It's like it becomes like a mushy unit of food. Yeah, like an oatmeal. Right. And daisa, which is also like an oatmeal. Rav Yudah Amar Shakol Nia B'dvaro, Rav Kahn Amar Borei Mine Mezonos. So it's a machlokas, whether it's shakol or mezonos. K'daisa greda kuliyam l'pligi, b'daisa greda, when it's just daisa, which means just wheat pieces, kuliyam l'pligi d'var mine mezonos. Everyone agrees it's mezonos. Ki pligi b'daisa ke'ein chavetz k'deira. It's when you make like a farina dish out of it, or something like that, or an oatmeal type of dish. Rav Yudah Amar Shakol Savar Duvsha Iker. He holds it Shahakol because the honey that's added is the Iker and the grain is secondary. Rav Kanam Rabbi Namizono Savar Semida Iker. He holds that the flour is the Iker. Amar Rav Yosef Kavasi Rav Kanam Estavra. It's most Mestavra like Rav Kanam. The Rav Shmuel Damar Tavayu Kol Sheishbo Mechameshes Haminin Mevarach Melav Barim Nemizanos. Anything that has mechamesh saminim, anything that has from the chamesh saminim in it, you would recite a borei minei mezonos. That is a huge line in halacha. To what extent do we say that that's true? Anything that has chamesh saminim, so Twizzlers and schnitzel, and right, if you have chicken cutlets that are breaded, is it mezonos? Is it shahakal? So what's the bracha? So it's a big machlokas haposkim. It's a big machlokas haposkim. Most of the poskim seem to say shahakal. I always thought it was mezonos based on this gemara, and I always said mezonos. Everyone told me that none of the poskim say that way. I don't think so. I think he says shahakal. I think someone told me he says shahakal. I think Rav Nevinsal says mezonos. I think it really depends on, you know, there are chicken cutlets and chicken cutlets. Sometimes you get the way my wife makes them, when they're breaded, it adds so much flavor. It's such an essential part. It's not stam breading. It's breading with seasoning. With that, I don't know. I thought that makes it like an essential. Right. That's what they say. That's the other type. Right. So that's a question like by sushi. What bracha do you make on sushi? Sushi is not mechamesh mina dagim. Doesn't fit. It's just purely based on ikar and tafel, right? So some say, well, I would never just eat the rice. So I don't like rice. I would never eat the rice. Only because on the sushi. So I would eat the rice. I would never eat raw fish by itself. They have that sashimi. I don't eat that. Let's just do a couple of main points over here. The pilpulin and znagvila, peppercorns and ginger, only count as foods when they are moist. Counting as foods means in terms of Arla, Bracha, Yom Kippur. And main point number three, Machlokas, what Bracha to say on wheat cereal mixed with honey. It depends what the Iker is. Okay, we'll stop there.